back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba Remax Metro Eastside.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
That's still always my favorite bumper music.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
I know. So, it always makes me snap my fingers when I dance in my chair.
Dancing all around there. Yeah. Yeah, me too.
I know.
See me dance? See
Yeah. Sad. Okay. So anyway, we still have with us Randy Matheson from the City of Renton School District.
Hey,
and
there.
So you were just saying before we went into the break that you've got this bond measure coming up, and we were also talking about, you know, voter turnout and things like that. We had to kind of cut you off to go to our break. So do you want to jump right back in
Sure.
with where you were going with your thought?
Sure. So because of the larger turnout in the last general election, we have a larger threshold to meet. We have to hit 40% of those who voted in the last general election. So we have to – there's two thresholds for us. 60% of voters have to vote yes, but 40% – of the number of voters who voted in the last general election have to also vote.
Yikes.
And for us, that's 19,000 voters.
Okay.
Doesn't
okay.
sound like a lot, but our highest number of voters in any of our other past elections is 17,500. So it's
wow. So
considerably
we do have,
higher.
You just
it's like a double jeopardy there.
Yeah, you just need everyone who is at Fry's on Christmas Eve to vote, and you'll have it. I think there were like 19,000
in IKEA. We can all walk into IKEA.
Pretty much.
Although they're out of our voting district, typically. The people who go down there, that's why the traffic's terrible. But, okay. All right. So, you do have like almost a double jeopardy situation.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
But we're confident. Our school district has been getting a lot of attention for the great work we've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Our voters have been very supportive in the past. We recently built a new elementary school in the middle of Renton.
Right,
Sartori Elementary.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful school. It's going gangbusters. Yes. It's our first sort
Careful
of...
Careful using the gang term.
Got it.
Just kidding.
It is our first...
I'm just kidding.
First sort of open border school. It's our first choice school. So
right.
families from anywhere in the district can choose to attend that school.
Right.
We have 15,000 families sign up in the lottery to attend that school.
Wow.
So
and it's a beautiful
It's a wonderful
building.
School.
So,
yeah.
So the tell us a little bit about the footprint. Like, what does a new elementary school look like?
Well,
very different.
This would be a fresh start with Sartori. We mm-hmm. actually built on a site that we already owned where there's already a school there.
Right.
This one would be a site that we're purchasing, and we'd okay. have to clear it out. And there's, of course, the school, probably a two, maybe three-story school. It's got to be parking, mm-hmm. a playground.
Right.
And, of course, those amenities help the community. It's not just
right.
school
exactly.
amenities. Playgrounds are...
Yeah, I live right by Teasdale Elementary.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I know everyone in the community is going yeah. around there all the time.
Yeah. Mm. So, you know, the footprint is pretty big for a school just starting out. And we have a spot that we're purchasing right now in that area. And so we'll be ready to build the school if voters approve it on February 12th.
Okay, so you're purchasing the land already.
Correct.
In the hopes that this passes, or just to have it for future period?
We're going to need a school.
Period.
We need
okay.
a school now based on the number of students we have,
okay.
and we know the coming number of students that we have based
okay.
on new starts in the area. We're going to need a new school in that area, so we'll have to build a school there.
And how many students will a new school house?
Elementary schools typically hold about 550 kids.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
I'll give you an
school.
Example of why we need it. We do have one school in the mm-hmm. Highlands area where we want to build this new school, built for 550, currently housing 800 kids.
Oh, my gosh.
So lots of portables on that
squeezed.
Site. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They are packed yeah. like sardines.
And is an elementary school in the Renton School District, is that K through 6?
K-5. Kindergarten through 5. That's correct.
Okay, kindergarten yeah. through
yeah.
5.
Now, the other things on this bond is we have some construction projects for basically virtually every one of our schools in the district. So we have about 25 schools. And so other schools will have to get things like roof replacements and boilers
right.
and heating and ventilation, some of the stuff that you need.
Things like a house
even
needs,
in homes.
Too.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Every building needs maintenance and upkeep.
Absolutely.
And if you don't get to it in time, it's that much more
Absolutely.
Expensive to have it replaced.
And we have been really good stewards of taxpayer dollars. We've been maintaining yeah. our schools, and this is just mm-hmm. further maintenance of our schools. High schools can hold as many as 1,500 kids.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
you can imagine the kind of wear and tear on a building
oh,
year
sure.
after year with
right.
1,500 kids. And so you just need to keep them in good repair,
mm-hmm.
be good stewards of taxpayer dollars, and just make sure that you're honoring what voters approved in the past.
Well, taxpayers like myself, since I happen to live in the city of Renton.
Oh, very nice.
There you go.
Really appreciate being good stewards of all of that.
Can I talk briefly about taxes, about this bond?
Certainly,
This bond, we're actually...
Dead sexy talk about taxes now.
I can bring it. Yeah, sure.
Do it.
Tax talk with Randy Matheson.
So even with approval of this measure, mm-hmm. tax rates for Renton School District taxpayers will actually continue to decline because of improved assessed value. Our assessed value, we collect a certain amount of money in these bonds and levies, mm-hmm. and once you hit that amount, you don't pay it. You stop collecting, individual taxpayers actually continue to pay less. Here's an example: for an owner of a $400,000 home, even if you vote yes for this bond measure, you'll be saving $462 a year. That's the decrease.
That's in overall taxes or just the school?
Tax rate. School district
overall
tax rate. Correct.
Okay, got it.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, I don't want to put you on the spot here or anything, but we...
But he's going to put you on the spot.
But I will anyway. Yeah. So the McCleary decision last year, which the Supreme Court was fining the state of Washington for underfunding education.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
McCleary decision was the legislature's way of sort of catching up by universally across the state jacking up taxes significantly.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So property taxes went way up last year, mm-hmm. but we were told that they might drop down a little bit this year as certain levies sunset.
That's right.
Right.
Okay. Can you talk about that? How does that impact your school district?
Well, they are. They will be dropping this year. And actually, when we say this year, of course, we're always lagging 1 year behind on tax collection. So
sure.
It'll be when you pay your 2019 taxes. But that is true. The McCleary decision removed some of the local funding, some of the ability for local taxpayers to pay funds for their local schools, and that's now collected at the state level and distributed statewide.
Okay.
But local school districts like Renton still have property levies where you pay a lower amount now, but mm-hmm. all of that money does go to
stays
your local school.
Stays in the district.
It stays in the district. So McCleary funds that are being collected, those levy funds now move to the state, but these local levies are a way for mm-hmm. you to continue to support your local teachers, local education, and local mm-hmm. children.
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up because I actually said it. So I think you know, Randy, that I'm in the board for the Renton Chamber, right?
Yes.
And so as part of my duties as a director this week, I attended the East King County Coalition, and we were doing a legislative breakfast. And so we had state-level representatives as well as local mayors. I was a little bummed. Dennis Law, I'm going to call you out. You weren't there, mister. But and we just joined that because we had not been part of the East King County area. We were in the South
right.
County.
Exactly.
And we've just adjusted. Part of it is because City of Renton is, you know, our britches are getting kind of big now. Like, you know, we got over 100,000 people. We get different kinds of attention and development dollars that start coming our direction.
And we border some of those east side
exactly.
cities. Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. And a lot of our residents, I mean, everyone always thinks of it as a Boeing town, but there's so many people in our area. We have, you know, hospitals that are moving to, you know, Kaiser Permanente is down there. Providence has their locations down there. We've got, Geico's got, you know, a site down there. There's so many different businesses
mm-hmm.
that are
right.
moving
yeah.
into Renton. And part of it is, you know, probably because we have lower B&O taxes.
Mm-hmm.
But in that conversation this week was a lot of discussion of exactly what you're describing. You know, all these levies and bonds, and how are the different cities and legislators going to start working together to make some of these things better for everyone? Because everyone is concerned about their property taxes.
Sure.
And I actually stood up and mentioned, because the Seattle King County Realtors Association, which I'm also a member of, they helped sponsor that event. And I got up and did ask one question about, you know, because property taxes is one of the things that they kept bringing up as an issue. Absolutely an issue. And like for seniors, people getting priced out of their home because of their taxes.
Absolutely.
And I brought up probably something other people didn't want to hear me say, but I was like, I know the Realtors Association fights every year to keep our excise taxes low. We've been at 1.78 for a really long time, but Island County just added in a excise tax to their county. And I was like, are we looking at that as an option? And so it opened up some more discussion, but they were talking quite a bit about how these levies are things that, you know, these local taxing districts need. And the mayors were also saying, but, you know, we don't always get to have say in what happens
right.
to these things.
Right.
And so there's – a day coming up in February where they're looking for people to go down and talk to Olympia about mm-hmm. what can we do? How do we change these things? Because McCleary also came up in that conversation.
Yeah. Right, because anytime you take the funding away from the local level, you take it to the state level or the mm-hmm. whatever level, national, yeah. anything higher, mm-hmm. there's inefficiencies there.
Right, right. Yeah. And that, what was interesting in the room, because there's so many Democrats, one of the state legislators did actually say, he goes, we as an organization need to start getting serious about our fiscal responsibility around that. So right. it was because yeah, of course people were floating around the whole idea of a state income tax yeah. and some other things. Right. So right. it gets really interesting. And yeah. you know, we had when Renton put in their fire district, you know, a lot of people don't realize how these things, because they do affect, you know, your purchase of a home and what have you. And so we just instituted that, right? Got to be able to take it away from the city. And now they have their own taxing authority right. with the fire district there, because that was Property One just a couple of years ago, right. I think. But I'm such a fan of education. And I know, and I'm a fan of Renton. It's not just Renton that I'm a fan of. But you know, I know I'm in support yeah. of making sure that we have what we need for the students.
So the great thing about these two measures on the February 12th mm-hmm. ballot for Renton School District is, again, voters can approve both of these measures and see their tax rates for Renton School District continue to decline. So awesome. It's a good opportunity.
And I don't even have kids, and I'm more than happy to pay for schools, because those children will eventually come into the workforce and they're eventually Absolutely. Probably going to buy homes, and I also want them to be educated.
There's also the fact that schools make for good property values. I mean,
yeah,
good schools,
exactly.
quality schools, and yeah. well-maintained
they do support
schools.
Them.
It's
yes.
absolutely. It's what folks look for, as you know, when they're mm-hmm. looking for a home.
Absolutely.
How are the schools? And if you drive by a school and it's well maintained, and you know it educates yeah. children well, whether you have kids or not, you're more prone to say, "Well, this is where I want to live. This
yeah.
is where I'd
well,
like
and
to.
I appreciate you being here to talk about these topics too, because there's a tendency, especially for a lot of folks who, you know, we have 1,000 people a day moving to this area, right? And a lot of people from out of country hear about like Bellevue School District, and I have gone off on this subject I don't even know how many times, because City of Renton and other school districts do have great programs, and I think people just need to we violate ourselves when we're dissing, you know, different areas sometimes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So true. When we come back, we've got more with Randy Matheson from Renton School District, talking about the levies coming up, talking about schools and housing in general. Stay tuned for more Open House with Team Reba.
Open House with Team Reba on AM 1590. The Answer.